Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. It is that time again. Thank you so much for joining us on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, the host of your show. I'm so happy and excited. I've got some of my regulars inside the chat room. Michael is there. Also, Jennifer. And I haven't seen Jennifer before, so I think Jennifer is new. We love you, Jennifer, and thank you so much for joining us, as well as our guests. So the deal is, everyone, all of you are here, including myself, because we are going to be talking to the fabulous, the one and only Amy McNash. I met Amy at numerous charity functions in D.C., and I just think she's absolutely wonderful, and she became a friend of mine on Facebook. So, of course, that means if you're a friend of mine, then you must come on my show. Amy's got this fashion event that is coming up in a couple of days, actually, called Green and Gorgeous Fashion Show, and that is what she is here to talk to us about this evening on the show. Let's go ahead and get Miss Amy on the line and see if she is with us. Hi, Amy, are you with us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, darling. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
I'm so glad that you're here. So listen, we've got a lot of friends inside the chat room. I know all your peeps are listening to us because I got a lot of feedback from people that were really interested in hearing what you have to say. So tell us, first of all, just a little bit about yourself, your background in fashion and image specialist, and then we'll talk a little bit about the show.
Okay. Well, of course, it's a lot to talk about. Let me just try to break it down a little small. I am originally from, I was born in New York, but raised in North Carolina, so I definitely claim North Carolina. I'm a little country bumpkin. I've been into fashion for about 15, 16 years. Love it. Love what I do. I specialize in color management. As a lot of my friends know, that I love bright colors and I will wear them all the time. And green is my favorite color since I was a little girl. And I've just taken that color and professed it into a fashion show and created, you know, something as a fundraiser and then also to help people, you know, enjoy color.
Well, and I can definitely speak on this, everyone. So if you do not know Miss Amy, actually you should track her down on Facebook and you can add her. But when she talks about color and that she loves color, she really, really, really loves color. And that was one of the things that I noticed about her. And actually it's kind of hard not to notice that about her because when you see her, you know, aside from the fact that she's gorgeous and absolutely beautiful, you know, she just has this way of putting her colors, her makeup, and all of, you know, her attire together. And Amy, I honestly have to say, some people would never, ever get away with doing it, but how you do it, darling, it works. You always look so nicely. No, just so well done.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Victoria. So sweet. Thank you.
One of these days, you promised me you have to help me with the to the way you do your eye makeup. You have to do mine for me because it always looks so cool with the colors that you have.
Definitely, I will. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready. Just let me know.
All right, that sounds good. So let's fast forward a little bit. How did you get the idea that you wanted to do this Green and Gorgeous fashion show in D.C.?
Well, I graduated from St. Augustine's College in Raleigh, North Carolina. I love my school. Go Falcons! And then I decided that I wanted to do a little change from leaving North Carolina and wasn't really sure where, but I knew I wanted to do my fashion industry. I am, my background is in accounting. I've been doing accounting probably about 15 years. So I decided to come up to the D.C. area. I started out, my first job was at the Library of Congress, and I just kind of professed there and still with the dream of, you know, doing something in fashion with the image consulting business. I'm always dressing people up from elementary school. I'm always putting things together. I even helped my mom put things together. So I just, you know, understood exactly what it was that I, and hone in on what it was that I wanted to do, which was image consulting, helping people feel good and look good on the outward, and it helps them feel good in, inside as well. And then I just kind of kept on going, and I went to the University of Maryland, studied for my master's degree, and then, like I said, I just kind of kept going with my business, and here I am, and I love D.C. I love the area between Maryland and D.C. It's like a really great place to grow your business and do what you set out to do. This is a great place to grow.
I certainly agree with you on that. And it was a while ago that you and I spoke because you came on another show that I had interviewed a young lady. And one thing, I believe, Howard had actually come on to talk on that show, and you're good friends with Howard. Howard was on last week also, by the way, just to let you know. With his events and Bravo's Housewives, you know, Housewives and all the fabulous stuff that Howard has going on. But one thing I remember that all of us kind of talked about at that time when we were talking about D.C. is that it's just such, you know, it's not only a place for politics and administrations come and they go, but it really, really is a place that has a tremendous amount of talent. There are always countless events going on. So I just thought about that when you said that D.C. is really a very cool place, you know, to be and to do exactly what it is that you are trying to do.
Definitely, definitely. I love D.C. Absolutely love it.
Now, what can we expect at the fashion show? So first of all, give us the date and the time, and also talk to us about ticket information, because I have a few emails with folks wanting to know if they can still get tickets. And then when you talk about that, if you could just talk about what we can expect at the fashion show.
Well, it should be phenomenal, one for one. I'm really excited because it's something different to actually bring people together and have a color concept of green and pink. It's something different. I have so many picture mails, emails from Facebook, everywhere. People are just letting me know, I got my green outfit, I got my green dress. And that's what an image consultant does. It's like enhancing one's shopping skills and dressing skills and putting color. So it's kind of forcing the guests to actually go get something in a particular color. And that's what I really, really like about it. It's really fun. It's exciting. When I tell you, I get these emails and text messages of pictures of outfits that ladies have went and got, guys have went and got, for this show. It's really exciting. It's so exciting because that's my passion. The fashion part is my passion. And then to put a cause and a fashion fundraiser, I mean, I just something, what could be better? Nothing could be better. And with the color representing the color pink for breast cancer, representing breast cancer awareness, we are donating 100% of the ticket sales proceeds to the Susan G. Komen For the Cure. It's a division under that Susan G. Komen For the Cure, and it's called Circle of Promise. Circle of Promise caters to more of the African-American ethnic group because we are the highest leading number that is dying from breast cancer. This is a daily disease, and a lot of people just die from it because they just don't know about it. They don't know about it. They don't check about it. And a lot of African-American women in the younger ages are dying, between the ages of 25 and 35. They're dying off early because they just don't know about it. So I want to put fashion and a cause together and help bring awareness. So it's not just about fashion, but it brings ladies, we like to shop, we like to look good, and we like to be go to nice events. Why not bring all these people that like those things into that event where they can learn about the actual, you know, disease and bring awareness to that disease?
Absolutely. And also, again, in fact, my friend Michael, who is going to be taking over the chat room and basically monitoring that for me, because we have so many people that call and want to be a part of the show. And, Amy, I can't do a million things at one time. Our producer, Shannon, actually has the night off. But one thing that Michael and I were talking about via email behind the scenes, that he was saying that he loved the idea that when I do these shows on At Home with Victoria and have guests on the shows, that it's always tied to a charity event. And many, many, many people that come on my show, you know, aren't just coming on like yourself to talk about, oh, I've got this event, we're doing this, we're doing that. But more importantly, there's always a connection to some type of charity and a way of giving back. And I just commend you on that, and I just think that is absolutely wonderful. And I know for a fact, was it last month when we had the breast cancer march in D.C.? You were a part of that. So tell me what that experience was like for you, because I saw pictures on your Facebook page when you went down for the walk.
I went with Vanetta Dumas. I love her. She's awesome. She's an actual fellow image consultant as well. She's great. I love her to death. We had talked about it. I kept telling everyone, you know, please, green team, you know, join me in going. I had never did a walk. One thing about doing causes and things of that nature, I do my fashion shows for a certain particular causes. So each cause you learn more about it. I will tell people that I don't have breast cancer directly in my family. However, since I have been supporting this cause and learned so much, I am so passionate on helping find a cure for this deadly disease. When I did do the walk on June 5th, it was so emotional. Vanetta, she broke out in tears. She had me in tears. It was emotional, but then also joyful. It was something that just a person would have to experience. You really would have to experience. We went there to definitely do walk, but she had me running. We ran. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm actually running. I don't exercise like that. I try to,
right.
But I don't. Oh, my God, this
That's
lady
funny.
Had me run. And now, mind you, Vanetta is a little older than me. I won't say her age, but she's a little older than me. And I was the only one complaining. I was leaning on people. I was about to die. I was so out of shape. I said, oh, my God, I have to exercise from here on out. But it was a great, great event. Seeing the survivors, just seeing the T-shirts with the ones saying, you know, I survived, you know, and hugging them, going up to them and hugging them. It was very diverse. Like I said, it's a wonderful, wonderful event. I would encourage anyone that haven't done the breast cancer walk to do the walk. I will do it every year moving forward. Each time they come to D.C., I will be there. I am definitely for the cause, but I will support as much as I possibly can.
Well, I just remember seeing the pictures, and one of them, you looked a little exhausted, but you also looked right, I did. I was like, oh, look at my sweet Amy looking so exhausted during this walk.
Oh, she ran me. Oh, my God, Victoria. I can't believe she ran me like that. I was about to die. And I went, you know, because, you know, I'm about color. I'm into fashion. I didn't really go, you know, I think I was trying to be a little cute, you know, at the point. I was like, let me dress up a little bit. Oh, my God,
right.
I was sweaty. All the makeup. Oh, my God, it was done. It was too funny. It was too funny. I had a really, really great time with her.
That is too funny. I love that story. Well, and you know, Amy, I especially like the part about you telling the truth and saying that you did try to look cute when you went to the walk, because that would be so something that I would do too. So I think it's okay. I'm telling you, being in television news, when a lot of us news anchors, you know, we have different events and things that we participate in, something like a walk or a bicycle run, I have to say, Miss Victoria will certainly put her makeup on and will try to find the cutest little outfit, and I will still go out there and try to do my thing. But, no, I totally, totally, totally get it. Now, for those of you that are joining us, hey, guys, thanks so much for being with us. I'm talking to Amy McNash, and she is very much a supporter of trying to help find a cure for breast cancer. But she's also a fabulous fashionista. She's got her own image consulting company. And she's on because she's got a Green and Gorgeous fashion show that's coming up in D.C., so that's who we're talking to today. So I want to acknowledge all of our guests inside the chat room. There's one of my friends that's inside the chat room. Is it Christine Haynes? So listen, Ladybugs, Christine has some fabulous jewelry, and like all of the, you know, news anchors and top people in D.C. and all the fabulous people in D.C. get to wear her jewelry. I have yet to have any of her jewelry on, but I'm sure she's going to work with me on that. So make sure you check her stuff out on Facebook. And I think she's actually going to come on my show in September to be on as well. Lisa's always with us. The one and only fabulous Michael is with us, my partner in crime. And also Jennifer is with us. And Jennifer, my first time seeing her in here, but I think she says she is in, Amy, that she is visiting us. She's down in South Carolina in Myrtle Beach. So Jennifer, thank you so much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't that cool for taking the time to be with us inside the chat room? Amy, I do have a couple of questions for you as the show is going on. A bunch of people are always emailing me, asking me to ask questions. And this is a lady from Chicago, and this is so cute. She says, Amy, I've been trying to be your friend on Facebook, but you have too many friends. I can't get on. What is a girl supposed to do? How cute.
Oh.
You've got another site, though, don't you?
Yes, I just did another page, so please join me on the other page. I'm so sorry. Oh, yes,
I
so please
know.
Go to the second page. We are, you know, keeping it updated. It's still in the working status, but definitely I feel joy when I get the love, and I appreciate it. I wish I could delete, but everyone is really connected to me. I've never had that much connection, but they really are connected. So definitely please join me.
No, And no, we definitely don't want you to delete it. So, in fact, what I'll do is, because I know the post that Amy has, so she has two. So if you guys will just come to my wall on Facebook, then you can find it. But actually, if I can do two or three things at once, actually what I would try to do is go on Facebook, talk at the same time, and actually bring put that post on my wall so that you guys can find Amy. Because, again, she really is somebody that you should follow. And, of course, if I like her, then that means all of you should like her. And that's just how I feel about that. But, Amy, there's another question that a young lady. This young lady is from Florida, and she says that she wants to know that she is a friend of yours on Facebook, and she says that she's always amazed by the colors that you wear, and she says that you can go from looking glam to fabulous, and she wants to know, were you always like that, even as a teenager? Was this something that you kind of came into as an adult? That's a good question.
Yes, it is. I've always been like that. I'm in a darker tone, and being of a darker tone, skin tone, growing up, they would always tease me about being dark skin. And I always wanted to be seen. I never, ever wanted to not be seen. So I would always wear bright colors. And I hated my mom if she would put me in black. I hated black. I don't like black. I would wear anything bright. And I just manifested that and kept on going with it. And it's where I'm at now. And I specialize in color management. But it did start when I was young. It started when I was way young, probably about 5 or 6 years old. I was always about color.
Mm-hmm. And I can definitely, Amy, I identify with that in terms of your skin complexion, because I, too, was always very darker skin. And I was, you know, I always looked at it as being very fortunate that I could wear any single color that I wanted to. And one thing that always worked in my behalf, you know, being a television news anchor, when you're sitting behind the desk, you know, they basically just shoot us from the waist up. So, you know, I was always fortunate that I could wear these fabulous jackets. I mean, like you, green, orange, yellow. So I was fortunate because there was really no color that was off limits to me. So I would constantly get emails all the time, you know, from viewers saying, hey, Victoria, I love that jacket. Where do you get that? You look great. So like you, I always looked at that as being something positive and just really kind of went with it. And it just, you know, for me, it just added more. It just added more of what I could wear, which was a good thing.
Yes, definitely. And you wear it well. I mean, you are the diva news lady. I don't know anything else. You get it in. You are so diva out. I said, look at her and those colors. And when I see color, I get real happy. I mean, you have to see me. And,
yes.
And when I really see colors, I get really, really excited. I'm always commenting on someone's page, and they think I'm just playing or, you know, just really don't understand.
Right.
I really mean everything I say. Oh, God, you look gorgeous. I love it. Where is it? Where can I buy it? So when I see color, I love it. It makes me really, really happy, and it gives me the energy that I need, and I love to wear it.
I totally agree with you. There was actually, Amy, I have to connect you with one of my very good friends, Michael and Steven. So I just find out today, Amy, my very, very good friend Michael, he was basically the style director for Red Door and also Elizabeth Arden, which you and I both know are two big, big name brands. So Stephen and I are talking, we're doing all this stuff. I've known him, you know, for a quick second, and all of a sudden he goes, oh, yeah, this is what I do. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, all this time I'm just finding this out about you. So I thought about him. And he's in our chat room and basically is going to be monitoring that and controlling that from me now on, because I can't do a lot of things. But the two of you definitely have to – he's saying, oh, dear, stop it, Victoria. But the two of you definitely I've got to connect the two of you on Facebook, because I just think just what you do and what he does, you know, and the information that he and Steven knows, I think you guys would make a really, really good connection. But in any event, Michael did tell me that we forgot this whole time that you are giving away tickets. So tell us about the tickets.
Yes.
Hawaii, right?
Yes, we are. I just sent out an email. All my famous green team and listeners, I am giving away from a lovely sponsor, which is Caribbean Blue. Please check out the website. It's www.caribbeanbluewater.com. We are sponsoring tickets, so please definitely call in so that you can get your free VIP tickets. Now, those are for the procrastinators that haven't got their tickets yet and you're trying to save a little bit of money. Definitely come.
Exactly.
But please know that all ticket sale proceeds do go to Circle of Promise, Susan G. Komen for Breast Cancer Awareness. So we definitely encourage you all to definitely support that cause. We will have silent auctions and giveaways at the event as well. But at this point, we do have a sponsor that's giving away those tickets, so call in.
Well, and I am the one who is controlling that. So, you know, if I certainly do that, that your number is up there and you call in, then I will definitely make sure that it happens for you. But, Amy, as we speak, I am going to cut and paste basically all of your information and your websites inside the chat room because we've got a lot of other guests that have just joined us. So our guests that are joining us, you are listening to Victoria, my fabulous, fabulous, beautiful guest that I love dearly. Amy McNash is on the line with us. And we're basically talking about this fashion show that she has coming up. And as you just heard her say, that the proceeds are going to fight breast cancer. Amy, I'm still really tickled about you admitting that when you went down there for the walk in D.C., you were trying to look cute.
I did. Sweating
like, I don't know, walking and running down this thing.
She had me running because it was a 3-mile run. So did you see the picture by the 1 mile and then I was leaning over? Oh,
yes,
my God.
Yes.
Oh, you should. She was like, okay, we're going to take any more pictures. Like, no, don't you dare take any more pictures of me like now. I look crazy. Oh, it was too funny. It was too funny. I'm loving that. She actually is going to be working with me with the fashion show. So I am really, really excited. She's a sweetheart. I love when I get to hang out with people that's on my Facebook and to interact with them personally. You know, the Facebook can definitely get there, but I like the personal interaction. It's something that I treasure. I definitely treasure.
Yes. I definitely agree with you also. And I had forgot to mention that you actually had a function, an event, where it was a party, sort of like a, I don't want to say a get-to-know-you, but it was basically a party.
A networking party.
Yeah, that was really cool. I enjoyed that. So talk a little bit about that, because I actually had an event, Moms Are Us with Cheryl Wood, that was around the corner. So I left her event, and this was in Baltimore, and came to your event, and I missed most of it, but I was still happy that I showed up, though, and had a chance to.
Oh, well, I had a blast. I actually had a blast. It turned out really good. My actual lead model, her name is Lovie Smith, she came to me and said, Miss Amy, let's see what we can do about a networking party. And I said, you know what, that would be great for the Green and Gorgeous Fashion Show. Do what you do, as in the production. She has her own production company, and it's called Lovie Productions. Definitely please check it out. She's awesome, awesome. And she's an up-and-coming model doing her thing and just kind of blew up there and, you know, branched in. Besides doing modeling, she wanted to do some other things to help out the industry and models that's trying to get into the industry, just connect people. And like I said, it was a great event. I met some great people. I have a great sponsor out of that event as well. So I'm really, really excited. We did a sneak peek preview fashion show. It was great. I had a ball. That everybody loved the green and pink that came out on the runway. And like I said, it was something that was really exciting. Got to meet a lot of different people that are now working with us. We've gotten some great feedback from that definitely networking party. And we just had a blast. We really did have a really good time. And then
Amy, let me hold you just for 1 second because we do have a caller who is on the line, and I want to see make sure this is somebody so that we can give your tickets away to. And this is a 301 number, so we're going to go ahead and see if we can get this caller on the line. Because basically, if you call and just kind of say hello and give us your name, then Amy's going to make sure that you get the tickets. Hi, caller, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hi, this is Victoria and Amy. Who are we talking to?
Hi, Victoria and Amy. This is actually Danielle. I met Amy the other night, and I made sure that I was going to listen today. Hi, Amy.
Hi,
Danielle. I didn't really support you because I said I would.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that you're such a fabulous and genuine person, and I really enjoyed hanging out with you, and I'm so proud of you.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, big hugs, big hugs. Oh.
I know, big hugs. But also, But also, Danielle, you have to contact Amy because since I'm the host of the show, I kind of get to randomly pick the number. So you won tickets, you know, to the fashion show. So make sure you guys connect so you can get your free tickets. I think that's awesome.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. I didn't know this was going to happen, but great. Okay.
No, I just wanted to make sure that I called and supported her because Amy's a very genuine and real person, and you don't encounter that very often, and I just really appreciate that she's so real for her cause, and she's such a caring person, and it shows in her personality and her aura, and I'm so proud of her.
Danielle, you are so sweet, honey bun. You are so sweet.
You
I can't wait to see you.
Amy and Danielle, you know what, like she's saying all that stuff is so nice and you're about to make me cry. So basically, if you make the host cry, you have to go because I can't cry. It's like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. It's just me. So, well, sweetie,
you're
thanks
welcome,
so much
honey.
For calling in and enjoy the tickets, okay?
Oh, thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
I think that is so nice. Amy, she was like, I won the tickets. That's so great.
I know. She's so sweet. She's a sweetheart. I love her to death. I was able to hang out. We've been Facebook friends, and I was able to hang out with her at a Doc Walker networking party that Lawrence O'Neill actually invited me to. That is my executive committee member as well for the fashion show. And I was able to meet her and interact with her and just had a blast. She was like, oh, my God, you are really totally different from what I expected. I was like, oh, my God, I get that all the time, but I'm really down to earth. I love everybody. I'm silly. I'm so silly. I love to laugh and have a good time. I don't like to stress about anything. I like to have fun. I love to have fun.
Well,
so we had a great time.
Well, listen, speaking of that, we've got another caller on, so let's see if we can give away some more tickets. This is a 919. Hi, caller, you're on the air with Victor and Amy. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Fatima Smith calling from Durham, North Carolina.
Hi,
darling,
Fatima.
Hey,
Amy, how are you? I'm great.
Another Amy fan.
Yes, just calling the
wish. So tell me, why do you love Amy so much? What is it about her?
Well, we've been corresponding via Facebook for a good 9 months or longer now, and I just really appreciate everything that she's doing. We've had phone conversations. She's good people, and I support what she does. I'm in the fashion industry as well, and we just connect like that. So I'm going to be there to support.
She's one of my lead models as well. Let me let you know that now. She's coming up all the way from North Carolina. They're coming in from North Carolina, Ohio, Tennessee, and we got old Cackalack coming on up. And Fatima has a great organization. Yes, hon. We got to bring in the country. So I'm so excited.
You're doing big things. I love what it is that you do, and anytime I can be there, I will be there.
Well,
thank
I think
you.
That is absolutely wonderful. And sweetie, thank you so much for calling in. I hope to be able to be at the event myself, so please say hello to me if you see me. I just think it's great that Amy's just getting this amount of support. So we're going to go back to the phones because we've got a 443 number. But thank you so much for calling in. We do appreciate
it. You're welcome.
It,
see you Saturday,
thank
Amy.
You.
Take care.
All right, honey.
Bye-bye.
All right, Amy, let's go ahead and try another. This is a 443-320 number that I see now. Hi, you're on the air live with Victoria and Amy. Hi.
How y'all doing?
Great. And who are we speaking with?
My name is Chris. I'm a young, aspiring model. Actually, I met with Miss Amy before. I'm on Issa's Best Friends.
Oh, hey, Chris.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
I'm good.
Look at me. I'm like, who is that?
So, Chris, you know by me picking you and actually getting you on the air, you won tickets, right? That's a good thing.
Yep.
I'm hoping for you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm, excited. So I saw the message on Facebook, so I was like, I hope I'm not too late.
No, you're not.
You are
definitely not too late. I have your telephone number, but if you're on Facebook with Amy, just email and connect with her, and she'll certainly make sure that that you get your tickets. I'm so happy for
Chris,
you.
Chris, what's your last name? What's your last name, Chris?
Walker.
Okay.
Chris Walker. All right, Chris, you have to befriend me on Facebook so you can tell me how the show was, and I can connect with you and tell everybody that you were one of the winners on the show. So will you add me as well?
Yeah, what's your name?
Victoria, and the last name is Gaither. It's spelled G-A-I-T-H-E-R, Victoria Gaither. Or you know what? If you go to Amy's page, trust me, you'll see me on her wall because we've got all the show information there. So you'll find me on there.
All right.
Chris,
okay.
thank you so much for your support. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And that was Chris who was calling in. Amy, I'm telling you, it seems like at one time everybody started calling. The lines are lighting up like crazy. I think we've got to do a refresher button. So while we do the refresher button, then we'll still continue to talk about it. But, of course, it's no big surprise to you that you've got all of these folks, you know, who love you and who support you. One thing that I just simply adore about you is that you love being around positive people. Wouldn't you say so?
Yes, I do. I have to be around positive people. I don't know. I'm really bubbly, so I like to be around, you know, people that's positive, not bland, you know, so they can relate to my personality as well.
Exactly. So we've got a bunch of folks inside the chat room. So I look up inside the chat room, and I see someone saying, Pickle, who are you? So is Pickle a new person in our chat room? I don't know. Pickle, hi. Actually, Pickle put a little disguise thing, so it's a little thing in here we're trying to figure out. Yeah, we're trying to figure out who Pickle is. It's all good, though. But in any event, thank you so much, everybody, for joining us inside the chat room and for Michael, who's holding it down for me. And Amy is who we're talking to today, everybody. She's got a show coming up. It's called Green and Gorgeous. It's on Saturday, August the 17th. I put her
August the 7th.
That's this Saturday, yes. August the 7th. I put her link and information inside our chat room. Also, you can find it on my website on Blog Talk Radio if you want to get some more information. Now, Amy, a question that everybody keeps asking me, and I don't want to forget it because I will. I want you to talk about the location. I know it's at the Navy Memorial and Naval Heritage Center, and that's in and of course, in Washington, D.C. I've been to the Navy Memorial, and I'll tell you what I like about it is that when you go outside, the water is right there, so it's kind of nice
yes.
to be in the area, right?
Yes. Oh, my God. I had never been, and when I found it, I was like, oh, my God, this is it. I absolutely love that place. That museum is beautiful. I fell in love with it. It's very elegant, very upscale. It's Northwest D.C., so it's not too far from the White House. It gives you all of the elegance of the green and pink that you need for a night. It's awesome. I'm really, really excited about that place. It has a spiral stairwell when you come in. And you go into, like, the main area, that stairwell is, like, really nice. So it'll be decorated with green and pink. Of course, we have a green and pink, like a red carpet, but it's not a red carpet. It's a green carpet. So you will definitely be doing your interviews there. Then we have the VIP area, and then we have the theater where you will be doing the actual fashion show will be happening. And like I said, I just love that. I fell in love with it. I was like, it says a lot for itself. And my committee members were kind of, because I'm really dainty. I want to make sure that it's really, how can I say it, you know, decorated with the green and pink, because I'm really, that's me.
Sure.
I'm like,
Sure.
And they said, you can't do too much with it, Amy. You can't do, because it's already an elegant place as it is, which is really, you know, it's a good thing. So I was like a little bummed out. I was like, oh, I can't put everything, because it's not like an auditorium or something that has nothing
right.
in there. It's
right.
a beautiful,
right.
beautiful place. I'm really, really excited. And they're really nice. The people there have been really treating me with the highest level of respect and understanding the cause and definitely been working with me. I love that place. I would recommend it to anyone.
Well, and like I said, I have been there myself, so I can vouch as to what Amy is saying, and it's really nice. And like what I really like about it is the fact that, you know, it's right there on the water. So, you know, even if you want to walk outside, you know, and take a break for a second and just go look at the water, it's just a very, very, very cool place to actually go and visit. So, again, just to make sure that I get it right, it's Saturday, August the 7th. And Amy,
mm-hmm.
what time do the doors open at 6 or 7 o'clock?
Yes, we are encouraging 6 o'clock. We are encouraging early entry. because it's getting packed. It's going to be sold out. So definitely I will encourage anyone to come in early. The VIP, I am requesting that they do come in at 6 o'clock. The show starts probably at 7 o'clock sharp when you come in, because we have 12 vendors. So we are encouraging, you know, definitely take time to look at each vendor, you know, look at the services and the tables. We have a different array of sponsors. So I would definitely encourage early entry so that the mix and mingle could definitely happen. And the VIP area definitely does have the cocktails as well. So that you can sit back and enjoy the atmosphere before the show starts. And, again, the show does start probably at 7 o'clock. And it's like I said, it's going to be a great event. I'm really, really excited. We have 11.
Really hard on it. Talk about the music. We didn't talk about that.
I have 11 designers showcasing, and then with the music, I have 3-time Grammy winner saxophone player Ski Johnson. He will be performing a small tune, not too much, but definitely, you know, dedicating it to the breast cancer survivors. And then we have Fly Gypsy. Complex, formerly of Fly Gypsy. He will be doing a spoken word poem. I'm really excited about that. If you ever heard Complex in any performance, he's beautiful. Oh, my God. He has a voice that takes you there with the spoken word. And so we have a poem that's dedicated to the breast cancer survivors as well. And then we have Legato Price. I love Legato Price. He has a song that's my favorite song. It's really upbeat, tempo. A little bit of hip-hop, but not really too much of hip-hop. It's more of R&B to me, and he's performing as well. And it's, like I said, it's going to be a great event. It's really going to be a great event. It's going to be exciting.
Amy, I need you to go over one other thing with me. My chat room producer tonight, Michael, actually wanted me just to ask this again. That's about ticket information. I know folks are, you know, we've been giving out a few tickets tonight. Is it still too late to get tickets? Can you get them at the door, or do you prefer they go to that website and get them that way?
I will encourage everyone to purchase your tickets online. I am encouraging it really strongly because the thing is, because the registration part, well, coming in the door, it would take a bit of time. Me personally, I don't like lines. I don't like to look in lines, especially when I'm cute. I don't want to stand in the line. So I would encourage you definitely to I don't like lines. I'm like, oh, I'm too cute for this line here. No, please purchase your tickets online. Please purchase your tickets online.
I love your honesty.
I really don't, you know. But you can definitely still purchase tickets on www.greenandgorgeousfashionshow.com. You will click on tickets, and then you can purchase your tickets there. We did have a couple of sales, so I do apologize if you missed a sale. I had one lady, she cried and begged me, Amy, I missed it, and I didn't check my Facebook. I said, because it's for a cause. It's definitely for a cause. So I am very flexible because I really encourage people to come in and be able to do the silent auctions. We have a couple of organizations that will be there. One of the great sponsors that I was, one of my business partners, her name is Desiree Frederick, she was able to get the Capital Breast Care Center of Washington, D.C., they will be there. A lot of the proceeds, not the tickets, but the actual silent auctions and donations and raffles will be going to the Capital Breast Care Center of D.C. And what that organization is that they take in, do mammograms for people that don't have insurance, a low income, that really just want to be able to do health checkups, but they just haven't had a chance to do so. Or you might know someone. So definitely these funds will go and help support this great cause, this center. It's a great center, and it's based in D.C., so I encourage everyone to please come and support. Even if you have gotten, you know, tickets or giveaways, please still support the cause. And, again, we have about 12 vendors that will be there, so it's going to be something that, you know, you want to come and, you know, have fun and be joyous.
I completely agree. Amy, I do want to do one thing because our computer phone system is acting kind of crazy. So I need, if you're out there listening, if your number is 703, I'm not going to give out the whole number, but you'll know 703-647. Do me a favor, email me privately, and you can find my information on this link or find me on Facebook, because that person – has been patiently waiting, and if the system was doing what it was supposed to do, I would be able to click the button, and they would actually be a winner. So please email me privately, and I will connect you with Amy, because, Amy, that person should win a ticket, but I just can't seem to get them on the line. And, again, my producer is off today, so it's kind of hard for me to figure all this stuff out myself. But, again, if you're at that number, 703-647, then privately email me, connect with me on Facebook, and I'll make sure that you will get the free tickets that Amy is giving away tonight, because I can see that that person has been patiently waiting to win the tickets, but I just haven't been able to bring them up on the line. And here's the deal with the tickets. Amy is basically just doing this tonight for me and for fans and for listeners of the show. So she's just doing this for me as a treat, and also just to thank people that are supporting her. She sent the information out through Facebook as well as through Twitter, and I also sent the information out as well. But in any event, I think our time is pretty much coming to an end. So, Amy, thank you so much, and I'm sure you'll be back on the show. I look forward to all the pictures and talking all about what happened to everybody at the show on Facebook. And, sweetie, thank you so much. And I know that you haven't had the show yet, but from all the work that you have put into it, I already know it's going to be fabulous. And I'm sure people are going to want to know when the second part will happen. So,
it will definitely happen soon. It will happen soon. August the 6th, 2011. Please put it in your calendar now. Let's plan a whole year in advance. I'm so grateful, Victoria. I love your spirit. I love your energy. I love what you're doing. You are an awesome, awesome, awesome news lady. I mean, we have had private conversations, and I just love you. I can't say anything else, but I love you. I truly, truly do. And I appreciate your strength and your power in the community and just helping people in the community. I follow you often. I do.
Thank you so much.
You are one that I do look up to all the time. I really do. And I greatly appreciate you.
And Amy, you know, like anybody who follows me, I've been a news anchor for 15 years. I love people. But more importantly, what I love to do is to give people a voice and to be able to talk about what they want to talk about. As long as it's something positive and it's helping other people, I'm all for it. The time that people get crazy and start acting negative, then you've lost me. I'll never deal with you again.
Right.
So thank you so much for your support. I love you, and we'll see you at the show, darling.
Thank you. Have a good one. Have a great night.
And everybody, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to us. So let me go back to the chat room because we've got a couple of seconds. So Michael, Lisa, and Kristen and everybody, did Pickle ever reveal – do we know who Pickle is? Do we know who Pickle is? Somebody say yes or no. Is Pickle still with us? Did Pickle leave? No, I see Pickle. Oh, wait, so Pickle is Ty? So we know who Pickle is now. Pickle, you have to friend us on Facebook so we can actually see you. Okay, Pickle is Ty. Lisa's telling me Pickle is Ty. Hi, Ty, Dash Pickle. Thanks for joining us tonight. We love you. Oh, Jennifer was with us tonight also. Jennifer, thank you so much. And where's my girl that does the jewelry? She's also with us tonight, Christine. Christine is awesome. Yeah, you guys got to check her stuff out. But in any event, I do have a lady in my ear saying that my show is going to be over 90 seconds. So thank you, thank you. Oh, wait, Pickle is Cheryl? No way. Is it our Cheryl? Is it our Cheryl Woods? No. Cheryl has her own account. That's not Pickle. Okay, they're about to cut me off. Anyway, I love you guys, and I'll see you back on Facebook. I think we've got a show next week. Pickle with Cheryl Vic. All right, guys. I'm out of here. I love you. Goodbye.